Good evening! Yes, very responsive naman pala itong 7. Okay? Well, by the way, my name is JV Puno. I'm one of the campus missionaries here. Woohoo! Yan! Thank you sa mga fans ko dyan. joke lang. But before I start, yes, again, I'm a campus missionary. I'm reaching out sa campus ng WCC and TIP! Yan! Okay. Mga TIP dyan, meron ba dyan? Mga WCC. Ayan. Okay. You know, hindi porket binanggit ko yung mga school nila, eh, yung ibang school hindi na importante sa akin. You know, the reason why I am here is because I am passionate for the next generation. Kaya kahit anong campus nyo, I'm for you! Okay? Kaya okay lang yon. Well, I just want first to thank my sponsors wala, no? I just want to thank all the campus missionaries sa pagtiwala sa akin sa time na to na makapag-preach. Thank you, Pastor Jeff, for empowering all of us. Sobrang... okay na po. Thank you! And yon, thank you for empowering us to preach the word, and it's really a privilege for all of us na maka... share sa inyo ng mga bagay na ginagawa talaga ni Jesus. And also, we want to thank si Pastor Mark for leading us, yung team namin. And for the first-timers, sino po ba yung first-timers? Meron po ba yung mga in-invite? Hello, welcome to our youth service. We hope this will not be your last time to attend here, but this will just be the start of the exciting journey na makikilala niyo si Lord. And with that, we have this series, Awaken. Okay, for the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about awaken. Okay, ano ba yung awaken? And, you know, awaken is something that we want to have in our lives. Na yung Holy Spirit, gagamitin tayo to be empowered to use Jesus sa lahat ng tao sa paligid natin. And nung week one, I just want to give you a recap kung ano ba nangyari. Week one, Pastor Jeff talked about the Holy Spirit na tutulong sa atin para maging witness ni Jesus. And also, week 2, anong nangyari doon? The Holy Spirit will give us the love, the power, and the sound mind. Na sa lahat ng gagawin natin sa buhay, okay, the Holy Spirit will guide us. And ngayong week 3, gusto natin i-discover kung anong gagawin ng Holy Spirit para gamitin tayo to reach people and His multitude. Exciting ba? Okay! But before we start, gusto ko lang mag-share, okay? Very fan kasi ako ng mga view eh. Okay? Sobrang in-awe ako doon. Sobrang feel na feel ko talaga yung mga bagay na yon. And every time na nakakita ko ng magandang view, ganito yung ginagawa ko. Picture. Ganito yung ginagawa ko. Parati ako naglalagay ng spot dun sa lugar na yon dahil sobrang in-awe ko. Yan! Okay, Christian na Christian, no? Rati kong ginagawa yan. Ayan, okay. Nagpunta ako ng Malaysia, sa Kyrgyzstan. So, sobrang ganda. Sino ba naman hindi mapapa-worship doon, diba? Talagang gagano ka, Lord. Ganon. Kasi sobrang love na love. Sobrang talagang, grabe Lord, grabe to. But, you know, and hindi lang yan. And pag... dito sa Pilipinas, sino sa inyo nakakita na kayo ng mga overlooking? Yan, oh, di ba? Puro puno. But seriously, no? Pag nakakita kayo, di ba, ng mga overlooking, talagang sobrang ganda. And itong next picture natin, sobrang ganda din nito. Okay, sobrang ganda. Picture. Ang ganda, di ba? Ganda? Bakit hindi nagagandahan? Di ba, ang ganda-ganda naman niya? Wala ba? Pero alam nyo, mas maganda, lalo na kung ganito yung mangyayari. Ay. Okay. Ang ganda, di ba? Huwag po na, wait! Ang ganda, no? Nakikita nyo ba sarili nyo? Ulit. Thank you, Tech. Thank you for supporting me. Ayan. Okay. Mas maganda pag ganito yung mangyayari. Anyway, okay, nakikita nyo ba gano'ng kaganda yung mga katabi nyo nung madilim? Hindi, di ba? Nawala yung glory. Nawala. As in, walang-wala lahat. You know? And that's how important this switch, itong switch na to. Tingnan nyo. Dahil sa switch na yan, okay? O kaya lahat ng klaseng switch na nagkakaroon ng ilaw or nagpapaganda ng mga bagay, eh, napapangganda niya yung buhay natin. Diba? Pag yung Meralco, isipin nyo na yung Meralco, sinarado nila ng ilaw, diba? Buong Metro Manila, wala. Di, sobrang, anong kot noon, ang init, diba? Pero binubuksan nila yun, nai-enjoy natin yon. And this time, you know, we're gonna talk about something in the Bible that empowers us, that yung ginamit yung Holy Spirit, lahat nung tao na pa-worship kay God. Okay? And with that, let's just read this verse in Acts before we start. There. It says in Acts 2, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together. Okay? They were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seems to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. Verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enables them. Verse 36, jump lang tayo kasi masyadong mahaba yung verse na yan eh. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were caught to their heart and said to Peter and to other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, everyone on you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, okay, and for all who are far off, and for whom the Lord our God will call. Verse 40, with many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from the corrupt generation. Verse 41, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. So let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word. God, thank you for giving us this word. Lord, we pray for the Holy Spirit to speak in our lives. We pray that it will just pierce into our hearts, Lord. I pray that you will just cover everything, Lord, right now. And we will have this understanding, Lord, how you use the Holy Spirit, Lord, that will make an impact in this generation. Bless the preaching of your word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ay, sorry. Ayan, baba ko daw eh. Anyway, I just want to give you a background. Kung ano ba nangyari dito sa Acts 2. Before now Acts 2, ito yung kinukwento nila at pinreach ni Pastor Jeff last 2 weeks. And nung nareceive nila si Jesus, okay ba? Parang finikuming na pala. Nung nareceive nila si Jesus sa buhay nila, okay, ang nangyari doon, nagkaroon ng change life sa buhay nila. Na-experience nila si Jesus sa buhay nila. And dahil doon, okay, na kumalat yung gospel ni Lord. And with that, and dito sa Acts 2, ito yung pangyayari na after the 50 days na namatay si Jesus and 10 days na na-resurrect siya, yung ascension niya sa heaven. And ang nangyari na to, merong Pentecost, para siyang festival. Nakapunta ba kayong festival or mga conference? As in maraming tao, halo-halong tao. So ito yung pangyayari na to. Kung pupunta tayo sa panahon ngayon, ito yung nangyari. And during ng Pentecost, nagkaroon ng malakas na sound. Okay, sobrang lakas ng sound. And then, nung nagkaroon ng malakas na sound na yun, nagsalita sila ng tongues. And they speak in tongues, in different language. As in, kung ano-ano sinabi nila. So, nung nangyari yung bagay na yun, okay, ito yung first time na nagkaroon ng preaching. Isipin nyo, first time I preach youth service. Ganon yung nangyari nun. And si Peter yung nag-preach. And dahil nung nagkaroon ng Holy Spirit, okay, he stood up nung panahon na yun. And imagine, nung nangyari yun, 3,000. 3,000 yung pinag-preachan niya. Kasi yung mga tao, nakinig sa kanya. Dahil nakita nila, naramdaman nila yung presence ni Lord. And can you imagine? And right now, I do believe that you are believing for something that you will make an impact. Or you will make something to save. Maybe yung classmates mo, yung teachers mo, yung friends mo. And it says in Acts 2:1, says there, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Parang ganito. One place. And in that moment, God chosen an appointed time when God poured His Spirit to His people. As in, pinaramdam sa atin. Kanina, di ba, nung nag-worship time tayo, feel natin, Lord. Ramdam na ramdam mo talaga yung Spirit ni Lord. And ganun ni God, pinaramdam nun. And you know, yung mga nangyari yun is because yung Holy Spirit naramdaman na natin. Naramdaman na rin nila. But may question ako, bakit kaya hindi pa ni God ginawa na nandito siya? Or after? I mean, before siya i-crucify, bakit kaya? You know, the reason why God did that is because nung moment na yon, puro international people. As in, yun yung best moment, best season, kasi yun yung moment na makikilala ng buong mundo si Jesus. Kaya yung Holy Spirit nag-speak sa kanila. And I believe there are moments in our life that we expect God to move. Gusto natin, Lord, gusto ko na masave yung mga pamilya ko, yung classmate ko, itong ini-invite ko, ilang araw ko na ito ini-invite, linggo, ano, follow-up ako ng follow-up, text ako ng text, wala. Okay? Baka ikaw yun. Dinala ka na yun dito. But seriously, you know, I believe that meron kayong ganong pinagpe-pray ngayon. But you know, the same way with us, we expect the Holy Spirit powers when we need Him the most. When the Holy Spirit speak in our lives, is kung kailan ka naging, Lord, I want you. I want you in my life. And ganun din yun sa buhay nila nung moment na yun. Parang, kasi nung moment na yon si yung Pentecost, sobrang persecuted sila. Okay, rejected sila. Yung gospel, ayaw. Pero nung moment na yon God let him saw himself doon. Pinakita niya yung sarili niya doon. And I know, maybe right now, what do you think God is setting up you sa moment na to? Maybe sa family mo. You're praying that, God, one day my family would be saved. My friends will be saved. My classmates will be saved, and we will worship you. And it says in Acts 2:14, then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed to the crowd, fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. You know, nung nag-speak in tongues na yung mga tao doon, sabi ng iba, lasing ba yan? Naka-experience sa kayo yun? Ah, may tama na to. Iba na yung sinasabi niya eh. Hindi niya na nababanggit yung talagang dapat niya sabihin, may tama na to. Feeling ko may amats na to. Ah, relate na rin. Ay, mga past life. But you know, seriously, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, mayroon lalabas sa'yo na parang, Lord, ba't ganito? Why do I speak like this? Bakit ganito yung passion ko? But, you know what Peter did nung panahon na yon? Okay? Peter did, he stood up. Tumayo siya. Sabi niya, hindi. Hindi lasing yung mga yan. Because Jesus is living in them. No, when they spoke in tongues, they were mocked. Okay? They were accused na lasing nga sila. They were rejected. But Peter stood out with a different kind of boldness. Si Peter kasi bold naman talaga siya eh. Pero kasi wala na si Jesus noon, takot na silang lahat. Paano tayo? Patay na si Jesus. Ano ba, paano gagawin natin? Wala na tayong magtutulong sa atin. Paano mag-disciple? Pero Peter stood up because he felt the Holy Spirit. Kasi pinadala ni Jesus yun eh, na nandito sa earth. And that is the Holy Spirit. That's why you can worship right now. That is the Holy Spirit. Kaya kaya mong i-overcome kahit anong bagay sa mundo. And that is the Holy Spirit that can save you and the people around you. And you know what? Ano nangyari? When Peter stood up, he had this boldness in his heart. Lord, I will stand up. I will not sit down there and papainitin ko itong upuan na to. Ah, sige, thank you. Na-bless ako dyan. Talaga, grabe. Grabe yung word. Ang galing talaga. Grabe yung worship. No. When Peter heard and experienced the Holy Spirit, he stood up. He shared the gospel. If you will continue to read all the verses there, lahat sinabi niya, you need to repent, you need Jesus, you need to accept Jesus. And everything happened. You know, hindi lang niya, hindi lang niya naramdaman sa buhay niya eh. There's an urgency. Ano may urgency? Kailangan may gawin na ako. Hindi lang, shucks, grabe. Feel na feel ko yun. Tapos mamaya, wala na. Ganun pa rin, ulit-ulit. Yung buhay. No. Hindi lang yun emotion. Hindi lang yung experience sa worship, sa youth service. Pero may urgency to change your life. May urgency na gusto mong baguhin yung buhay mo kasi alam mo yung Holy Spirit nasa buhay mo. And one thing that I know right now, okay, the same Holy Spirit that Peter has nung panahon na yon is the same Holy Spirit that you have right now. You can be bold. Kahit i-persecute ka pa naman klase mo, ang corny mo, jologs mo, alam mo yan, KJ mo, ayaw mo nang gawin yan? Pa naman yan? Diba? No. You know that God is living in your life. That's why you can have this confidence. Alam mo na yung Holy Spirit buong-buo sa buhay mo. You can't stop one day not to worship God and to let Him be yung talaga makita sa buhay mo. Kasi alam mo, nantutuo si Jesus sa buhay mo. And that is the urgency ng Holy Spirit sa buhay mo. Yung change life. Okay ba kaya? Seryoso niyo masyado eh. You know, it says in Acts 2:37, when the people heard this, they were caught to the heart and said to Peter and to other the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Na-experience yun na ba yung tagos? Ouch. Aray ko. Foul. Sakit na na. Sakit. Na-experience yun. O kaya yung experience mo, shucks, na-busted ako. Ouch. Tagos. Nag-break kami. Sakit. My gosh. Remember this line, the movie? Sabi sa movie, pwedeng ako na lang ulit. Ako na lang. Pwedeng ako na lang ulit. O kaya sinabi niya, sabi ni Tonyo, there was never an us. Tama ba? Oo, there was never an us. Pero pag sinabi ni Tonyo, there was never an us. You know, ganun kasakit eh. Talagang sakit. But you know, seriously, when something hurt you, talagang, Lord, iba yun, diba? It will, alam mong kailangan mong ma-heal yun. And it means, nung panahon nila Peter, hindi lang yun tumagos sa puso nila, hindi lang yun na-cut sa heart nila, but it made an impact. Nagkaroon yun ng impact sa maraming tao. Naramdaman ng maraming tao na bago yung buhay nila. And the same way that the Holy Spirit will impact yung buhay ni Peter is the same way that will impact your life. Maybe ilang beses mo nang sinishare yung gospel sa friend mo. Yung, pwede ko bang pag-pray kaya to Lord, naiya na ako eh. O kaya, sishare ko na ba nga ngayon, Lord? O kaya, nashare mo na nga yung word. Okay, napag-pray mo na nang may impact ba sa kanya yung sinare ko? Lord, one thing I want you to know, that whatever you will do for God, it will make an impact. it will make an impact. Every time you pray for your family, your classmates, your teacher, it will make an impact. It will change their life. Every seed that you've been planting, every time that you tithe, it will make an impact. God will give it to you. Sa'yo na yun! Masaya ba kayo doon? Yes! Amen! Because it will make an impact. And that is what happened dun sa time na yun. It made an impact. People repented. People were baptized nung panahon na yun. Nabago yung buhay nila. Because it made an impact. And every time that you pray for your family, every time that you choose, Lord, I surrender this area of my life. Hirap na ako sa loss, sa insecurity, sa rejection. But what, God, I choose to surrender it to you because I want to make an impact. I want to make an impact. I don't care anything dun sa mga self-pity, sa emo-emo mode because I believe that I want to make an impact. I want to change this because I am changed. You are in my life right now. I want you to know that. No amount of condemnation of the enemy will stop for you to make an impact. Wala. Not even any lie of the enemy will stop you to make an impact. You just need to choose, Lord, sa'yo na to. Lahat na to, sa'yo na to. Because you will make an impact. I want you to know that as you faithfully proclaim His word and rely from the power of the Holy Spirit, we can expect to have a life-changing na buhay. The Holy Spirit will continue to change your life as you continue to proclaim His word, as you continue to stand, as you continue to say no from every ungodliness, to say no from loss, from temptation, cheating, ito na yung sagot, oh. Every time that you say no, every time that you proclaim Jesus, na Lord, you deserve better than this. God will continue to use you to make an impact. And it says in Acts 2:41, those who accepted His message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their church that day. Imagine, nung narinig nila yung preaching ni Peter, when they experienced, when Peter stood up and experienced na lang lahat yung Holy Spirit, 3,000 ang na-add sa church. Imagine, nagpe-preach ako ngayon, tapos nag-share ako, ganyan, tapos lahat tayo 3,000. Ganun yung nangyari. 3,000 were added to the church. And baka sabihin nyo, si Peter yun, Ate JV eh. Si Peter yun, di ba? Si Peter, you know, Peter, di ba, Peter in the Bible, si Peter yun. But I want you to know that the Peter that God used is the same Peter sa buhay nyo na namumuhay. Because you have the same Holy Spirit. Yung Holy Spirit na namuo sa buhay ni Peter, ganun din yung Holy Spirit na namumuo sa buhay nyo. Don't ever look down on it sa lahat ng bagay ng ginagawa, yung ginagawa nyo, because it has significance to God. It's not about you, but it's about your message. And your message is Jesus dying on the cross 2,000 years ago and saving all of us. That is your message. Not because, Lord, di ko kaya to eh. Di ko kaya eh. No. The message that you're carrying right now will bring multitude. It will reach everything. It will reach your family. It will reach your friends, your classmates. Lahat na ng tao na gusto niyo ma-reach. Ma-reach sila. Ultimo yung idol mo. Sino? Kaninong fan ka? O, diba? Sarah, whatever, I don't know. Ultimo yun. You can reach it. Yung iba dyan, excited. Ah, picture, ganun. You know, that is the message we need to reach, to preach in our campus, family, friends, because it will reach 1,000 and save them. I just want to share this picture. Picture. Yung isa muna. Ay, sige, yan. Tama. Sorry. You know, this is the picture of TIP. Yan. Yung nasa taas, yun yung freshman general assembly namin. Sa baba, yun yung, yung taas pala, second year and, first year and second year. Sa baba, third year and fourth year na general assembly namin. And you know, these people or these students received Jesus sa buhay nila. And nung na-receive nila si Jesus, it made an impact. And di lang nagkaroon ng impact yun. They reached their campus. Yun ang nangyari yun. But you know, hindi naman nag-umpisa yun ng ganyang kadami. Someone stood up. Someone prayed for it. Someone, take time. Wala akong pera, Lord. Kailangan ko ba talaga ilibre ito? Iwawantawang ko eh. Ipagpipray ko pa. Wala na akong pera, Lord eh. But that person stood up. That person made an impact. Naintindihan kasi niya eh. Also this picture. Yan. All full. I was really encouraged. I saw how God moved in this campus. And when I saw them last Thursday, Wednesday, grabe yung goosebumps ko. As in talaga, parang, Lord, grabe talaga, we're going to reach the campuses, every campus. But you know, hindi naman ilang taon namin pinag-prayan. 2 years, 3 years, for that to happen. Because someone stood up. Multitude will follow you if you stood up. These people, hindi lang sila nagkaroon ng boldness, hindi lang sila nagstand. They don't just reach their campuses, but they devoted themselves in word and in prayer. They unite themselves. They continue to be together. Bakit ba natin namin sinasabi yung victory group? It's because every time that you meet together, you empower one another. You strengthen one another. Ganon ka-importante yun eh. The reason why you can make an impact because you have a family. You have someone who will say to you, kaya natin yan, let's pray for it. O paano ba yan, paano natin gagawin yan? Pwede mo ba ako sabihan parate na, palalahanan mo ko ah, pag ginagawa ko na to. Or nag-line na ako, nag-cheat na ako. And that's how a victory group will help you. You don't just, pagkatapos ng youth service, okay, grabe na bless ako dun sa preaching. I hope that will not be your reaction right now. But you will do something about it. It will make an impact. People will experience multitudes. You will be a witness of reaching multitudes. And maybe right now, pinagpipray mo kay Lord na, God, ilang taon ko na pinagpipray yung family ko, itong friend ko na to, itong classmate ko na to. I want to step out. I want to go out of my comfort zone. I don't want just to, na-feel ko lang yon, na-experience ko lang yung bagay na yon, yung Holy Spirit mo. Pero I want to do something about it. And maybe that is you. Maybe you're new, you're old, tagal ka na nag-lead ng victory group, but you, there's something in your heart right now, Lord, ayoko na ng ganito eh. Yung parang paulit-ulit na lang. But I want to do something about it. I want to make a difference because you are with me. I want to bring multitudes. I want to reach my campus. I want to reach my family. And one thing I want you to know, that the Holy Spirit will be with you every time you choose to honor God. Every time that you choose na, Lord, kailangan ko pag-pray itong kaibigan ko to. I want them to worship you. And with that, every one of us will worship God. Every one of us will see multitudes, will see harvest. Every campus na nandito sa Marikina, makikita niyo mag-worship kay God because you stood up. Every family na nagre-represent dito will worship God. Kasi alam mo lang na Lord, hindi ako to eh. Ikaw to eh. Kung magbibigay sa akin ng words eh. And we will worship together as a family. And I want to leave you with this statement. The Holy Spirit will give you boldness that will enable you to go and impact multitudes. The Holy Spirit will give you boldness. Lahat-lahat ibibigay sa'yo ng Holy Spirit that will make you, that will enable you to go to your campus, to your family, to your friends, to your classmates, and it will make an impact to the multitudes. And every eyes bow down and close. I want to pray for a group of people right now. Maybe this is you. You've been coming here. You've been serving with us. You've been volunteering. Almost antagal-tagal na. Nakita mo kung paano nag-grow yung church. And you know in your heart, Lord, hindi pa ito lahat yung nabibigay ko. You deserve better. And if that is you, alam mo sa buhay mo, na kailangan mo si Lord, kailangan mo yung Holy Spirit para tulungan ka, magkaroon ka ng boldness, magkaroon ka ng urgency to preach the gospel, to pray for your friends, to pray for your family. And if that is you, alam mo, kailangan mo yun every single day to step out from every lies, from every temptation. Alam mo, ikaw yun. And those things, sometimes yun yung nagpipigil sa'yo para magkaroon ng boldness kasi ang daming temptation. Leader kasi ako eh. Volunteer kasi ako eh. And if that is you and you need the boldness that comes from the Holy Spirit that will make an impact, I want you to raise your hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you see these hands. They're surrendering their lives to you. They're committing themselves to you, Lord. I pray that you will give them this boldness. The boldness of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that will help them to overcome every obstacles in their lives, every challenge, every trials, every temptation. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to guide them as they make disciples, as they reach their campus, as they share the word to their family, to their friends, you will continue to work in their lives. Lord, thank you for that.